All right, so we only have less than 25 minutes and two presentations, so I'm going to try to
don't
talk.
Don't worry about the time.
I have a plane to catch, so I'm going to try to talk pretty quickly. But thank you. So I'm Bridget, and I'm a CSDE fellow at the New York State Department of Health in the Emerging Infections Program, and I'm going to talk about IPD, or invasive pneumococcal disease, today. So a little background, Streptococcus pneumoniae, or pneumococcus, is a leading cause of severe pneumonia, bacteremia, and meningitis in young children. There are greater than 90 serotypes of strep pneumoniae, but only a minority of the serotypes produce disease, or produce the majority of the disease. Transmission is direct via person-to-person contact, and it can also occur through auto-inoculation by somebody already carrying the bacteria. The case fatality rate of invasive pneumococcal disease is about 10% in children, and two childhood vaccines have been introduced since 2000. In 2000, PCV7, or Prevnar 7, was introduced, and this contained seven serotypes of the most commonly seen were the most commonly seen serotypes. In 2010, PCV13, or Prevnar 13, was introduced, and this included the original seven serotypes plus an additional six serotypes that were seen to be causing a little bit of serotype replacement, especially serotype 19A that was we were seeing a lot more of and had some antibiotic resistance. So now PCV13 is recommended for all children aged 2 to 59 months and for all children at increased risk of disease for 60 to 71 months. Four doses are currently recommended, and when four doses are administered, it's a highly effective vaccine. So New York State does invasive pneumococcal disease surveillance statewide, but the New York State Emerging Infections Program conducts active bacterial core surveillance in this is population-based surveillance in 16 counties in upstate New York. We have been doing this surveillance in 15 counties since 1999, and we included additional county, Erie County, which includes Buffalo, one of our large population centers, in 2005. This analysis aims to assess incidence of IPD in children less than 5 after the introduction of both PCV7 and PCV13 in New York State. All right, so here's just a brief visualization of our catchment area. The catchment area is in yellow, and it includes three of our large population centers in upstate New York, Albany, Rochester, and Buffalo. This may seem like a small proportion of the state, but it accounts for a 28% of our population, excluding New York City. All right, so our methods were pretty simple. In the active bacterial core surveillance program, IPD case isolates are sent into the New York State Public Laboratory bioclinical labs for confirmation, and then they are forwarded to CDC for serotyping. Once serotyped, CDC sends us back that information. So for this analysis, cases laboratory results were linked to case reports from 1999 to 2013 for the 15 original counties, and from 2005 to 2013 for our Erie County, and this was done in SAS. This was gave us some demographic information that we were able to use. And incidence rates were calculated per 100,000 person, and chi-square tests for trend were used to test for significance. So for our results. Between 1999 and 2013, there were 580 cases of IPD reported in our catchment area. And of those, 550, or almost 95%, were serotyped. And not surprisingly, we all know that PCV7 was a big success. Overall IPD incidence significantly decreased from 1999 to 2007, from 81.8 cases per 100,000 in 1999 to just 11.6 cases in 2013. And the biggest or most rapid decrease happened after the introduction of PCV7. So here is a visualization of this. Just to orient you with the graph, purple is the overall incident rate of IPD. The turquoise color is incident rate of PCV7 serotypes, And the blue is the incidence of the 6 additional serotypes that were included in PCV 13. And gray is non-vaccine serotypes. So here we can see the rate dropped significantly over time, especially just after the introduction of PCV 7, which is the first dashed line on the graph. Starting in 2009, or from 2009 to 2013, there were no cases of PCV 7 serotypes in our catchment area. And we can see a second reduction after the introduction of PCV 13, which is the second dotted line on the graph. Serotype by year was interesting to look at because we do know serotype replacement occurred. So in 1999, 79.6% of isolates expressed a PCV7 serotype, and that's, of course, why they were selected for the vaccine. And this compares to 0% from 2009 to 2013. In 2009, right before the introduction of PCV13, 63.9% of isolates expressed a PCV13 serotype, and this is the 6 serotypes that were added to the vaccine. And this compares to 22.2% in 2013 after vaccine introduction. And incidence of non-vaccine serotypes has increased over time from 1999 to 2013. So here we look at the incidence rate of non-vaccine type IPD, and it has been inconsistent over time but has increased. So we've gone from about 5 cases per 100,000 persons to about 9 cases per 100,000 persons over the last about 14 years. And this is a significant trend, but I wanted to note it's not a linear trend, and there are small numbers of non-vaccine type illness, so that may account for this. One of the interesting things we found when looking at the data was incident rates by race. So I just want to orient you to the graph. Purple is the overall incidence rate. Blue is the incidence rate in white children, and turquoise is the incidence rate in black children in our catchment area. So in 1999, black children had a 3.1-fold higher rate of IPD than white children, and this was before vaccine introduction. Following PCV7, there was a dramatic decline in IPD among black children. There was also a decrease among white children, but black children went from an incident rate of 188.4 to an incident rate of 16.7 per 100,000 person years, and this was a significant drop. PCV13 introduction had a large impact among black children as well. Incidence among white children remained relatively stable from 2003 to 2013, but incidence among black children began to increase after the initial reductions we saw with PCV7, and that began in around 2006, and you can see a spike on the graph right there in turquoise. The disparity of IPD that existed between black and white children in 1999 was attenuated over time, but it's difficult to discern if any real disparity still exists due to small numbers and fluctuating cases. We saw the increase in black children after initial PCV7 reduction, so we wondered if they had a different serotype distribution among black and white children. So we looked into this a little bit further. So the turquoise color is among white children, and the blue-purple color is among black children. And from this, we can see that PCV13 serotypes increased significantly in both black and white children after the introduction of PCV7, and again, that's why they were chosen for the PCV13 vaccine. It did increase more dramatically in black children, however, so that's probably why we saw a fall off after the PCV13 introduction among that population. Black children had significantly higher incident rates of PCV13 serotypes right before introduction of PCV13, and black children had significantly higher incident rates of non-vaccine type compared to white children in 1999, 2002, from 2007 to 2013. And this is important to monitor just for serotype replacement and any disparities we may see. We also looked at incidence rates by gender. We didn't find anything too interesting. Males did seem to have a higher incidence rate towards the end of our study period, but again, they had small fluctuating numbers, so this could just be due to chance. So in conclusion, IPD incidence in children less than 5 has significantly declined following both PCV7 and PCV13 introduction. It's a very effective vaccine, which is wonderful. Incidence in children less than 5 continue to decline over time, and the greatest reduction was seen among Black children. Black and white children had significantly different serotype distributions from 2008 to 2010, and Black children had higher rates of both non-vaccine type and PCV13 types. So this analysis was observational, and individual vaccination status wasn't considered. So as part of the ABC program, we are finishing matching individual vaccination data with serotype results, and that will be a larger study that will be done in the future. Small sample size towards the end of the analysis period also was a limitation. The EIP ABC catchment area was used because of data quality and because of the number of isolates we get and the time period we've gotten them from. So that was a limitation. And also, post PCV13, there are low fluctuating numbers and there haven't been as many years to assess. In conclusion, progress has happened, but IPD still persists. Strong surveillance remains necessary to monitor changes in serotype distribution for the post-PCV13 era and to assess continued impact of vaccine on disease disparities, and also look for serotype replacement, which is a huge key. Also, high vaccination rates are important to keep IPD incidence low in children, and as we saw from Jasmine, we don't want to have any vaccine opts out, so it's important to keep that in mind with people. Just an acknowledgement to the New York State Department of Health, the Wadsworth Center Laboratory, my CST mentors, the New York State EIP team, and of course, the CSGE CDC Applied Epidemiology Fellowship for funding my work. Thank you.
Thanks, Bridget. That was great. Any questions? I have one.
Absolutely.
The non-vaccine types,
yes,
among Black children.
Yes.
And there was a trend before 2010.
Yes.
And so it would have. It seems to have been continuing. I mean, in terms of your numbers. And I was wondering if you look very specifically at what those were, because
yes,
they're not in 7 or 13, and there is a pretty substantial trend there.
Absolutely, and we didn't find one serotype that was predominantly showing up. So it was several different serotypes over the years, and in different years we saw different serotypes. So there was no pattern in that data.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, very good. No other questions? I apologize. I hope you're not late.
Nope, I'm good. I'm just going to flip out.
I apologize for getting a little off track because you're the last speaker. But thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Oh, we have one.
We have
okay.
One. Yeah.
So I noticed in your trends in like the different serotypes that you start to see the decline in Black children slightly before the introduction of PCV13. I was wondering if you had any explanation for why it seems in 2009 and go down.
So the only reason I can say is we did have, thankfully, low numbers, and so it could be a variation of that. We didn't have high power, but it's good to have low numbers, but it also reduces your ability to assess the situation. So that's the only reason I could give you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Well, thanks. Thank you. That's great.